Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's getting closer to midnight. I tried to get closer to you.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Lear on the Line. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. How are you guys? Big, big shout out to everyone who had Lear on the Line in their Spotify Wrapped, because I was loving the tags, loving the DMs. It was so cool to see how many minutes we've spent together. I think the highest I saw for the year was 7,000 and something. That's a lot of time. That's probably, I don't think I've spent 7 hours talking to anyone else this year, apart from you. Doesn't that feel so good? Like, isn't that actually crazy? Like, did I say hours? I mean minutes. 7,000 hours would be crazy. How many days is that? How many hours are in a year? Out of curiosity, let's figure this out. Because you all know I'm not going to do the maths. Okay, 1 second, I'll just Google that. Everyone try and work it out in your head. If you're actually good at maths, I know that you're going to think straight away. You're going to think, what a fantastic challenge. I'm going to work that out on the spot right now. Okay, it's 8,736. So yeah, I meant minutes. If I did say hours, that means you've listened to me for a year straight. Literally from the moment the clock struck midnight. Oh, speaking of New Year's, what's everyone's plans? I don't have plans yet. I'm such a last minute girl with New Year's. I don't know what I'm going to be doing. Also, did I say this in the last episode? I can't remember, but please send me a DM of where you're doing your festive outfits shopping, because I really want to get some nice festive outfits. I've got a Christmas party in like 2 weeks' time, and I need to find a good outfit. I've been looking and looking and looking, and I just can't find like something that looks perfect. Do you know what I mean? I find it quite hard to style my body type because I've got no tits and no shape. And not a big bum, like, I mean, oh God, Big Baggy Girl has revealed the truth. But okay, I'll be honest, it's peachy, but it's not large, right? So like, I find it really hard to style myself, because if I wear like, oh, a little bralette, high-waisted trousers, it really emphasizes the ruler to my shape, which isn't really a big deal, to be honest, like, who cares? But at the same time, nothing feels better than when you just feel like your outfit is just cinching you in all the right places. And I'm 26 years old. I keep forgetting if I'm 26 or 27. I'm 26 years old, and I still to this day haven't mastered what is the right style of clothes and dresses, etc., for my body. I think it's a little bandeau mini. Like, I think I can do that, but then they have to be the right fabric. They've got to suck me in the right places. Do you know what I mean? If they're all a bit too ruched, it can be a problem. So yeah, anyone that has a similar body shape to me, what do you guys wear? Because it's nice to dress for your shape, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, you can wear what the fuck you want, but you know, you all know what I'm trying to say. So yeah, this episode is going to be fun. I'm going to do half the episode is going to be dilemmas, and then the other half is actually going to be sick, because I'm going to read out your embarrassing stories. And I've had a look, and all I can say is just be prepared, and also don't listen to this loud and in public, because it's kind of given confession diaries. So yeah, you know the rules for that one. We listen in headphones, or we listen in a place that we trust for non-judging. All right. But thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of Leah on the Line. I'm so happy to have you here with me. Thank you so much to everybody that told a friend. I had some DMs from you guys saying, oh my God, like I recommended it to this person, blah, blah, blah. I appreciate you. I love you. That means so much to me. So yeah, let's just get straight into the episode. Thank you so much for listening to Leah on the Line. Head to leahontheline.com to send in your dilemmas and confessions. Remember to follow on socials to see visual clips and get involved with the weekly debates. Enjoy the episode. Love you. Okay, you guys, let's kick it straight off with some dilemmas. Okay, get comfy. Let's start. All right, let's go. First one. Hey, Angel. Been on a few dates with this guy who actually seemed amazing, and I'm so picky. So it felt great that we had such a connection and I was into him. But he's told me that he's still into his ex. I was his first date in 2 years, so of course he got a bit nervous and wondered if he was ready. He says he still wants to be friends. We went for a comedy night together and he's invited me to a Christmas market. What is this friendship thing? Like, how do we go from dating to I'm still obsessed with my ex, but do you want to go to a Christmas market? Do you know what I mean? How did we get here? I'm happy to be his friend and I'm no second option. He's lost his chance with me. Absolutely, babe. But do you have any advice on how to not let this affect my confidence? We've had some hot and heavy nights, but now all of a sudden he just sees me as a friend. I'm wondering how someone can lose attraction for me that easily. And to be honest, I'm feeling kind of ugh. She said ugly, but I'm feeling kind of ugh. I need some top confidence tips. I'm throwing myself back into dating. Haven't had sex for a few months. Maybe I need to get my confidence back. Any advice would be much appreciated. I just want to feel sexy and wanted again. Love you. Bye. Okay. First of all, we need to absolutely acknowledge and understand that this guy changing his mind about you is nothing to do with you. He's literally even said to you, I'm still thinking about my ex. Okay, so can confirm I'm not the problem. Perfect. Not that you would ever be the problem. Do you know what I mean? But it's just nice to know the reason so you don't have to overthink it. So you shouldn't be, really. We know it's nothing to do with you. You're hot, sexy, gorgeous, funny, incredible in bed. Do you know what I mean? All the above. He just is still into his ex. And, you know, some people, you're only human. You can't turn it off sometimes. So that's one thing you need to keep reminding yourself. It's not you. Like, there's nothing you could have done differently. There's no other way you could have looked or acted or been around him or given him that would have changed it. It's where he's at right now in his life, babe. And it's nothing to do with you or how good you are, all right? The next part is you're feeling kind of ugh, which, you know what? It happens to the best of us. We all go through these phases. I'm actually feeling a little bit like that right now. Although my skin, I don't want to jinx it because every time I fucking say it, I jinx it. But my skin right now is slaying the boots house down. And it makes me feel really pretty. But apart from that, until my skin cleared up, I was feeling really fucking ugh. And you know what? We all go through these phases where it's just like one thing, like at the moment, my nose feels bigger than ever. And, you know, we all get them things like, you know, whatever it is that you're fixated on, it feels worse sometimes. And I just think in those moments, I think, is it that deep? Does it really matter? Do you know what I mean? It doesn't. Like, we got to look at everything else that is important, because we get so wrapped up in the way that we look, right? And we try so hard to make ourselves feel better. But I think the problem starts deeper than that. And that's where we need to try and heal. So rather than going, oh, I don't know, my lip filler's gone down loads. It's making me feel really ugly. Like, I love what I look like with filler. I'm going to go get more filler. It's fine. If you, like me, to be honest, I'm someone that depends on, like, my lip filler makes me feel so much better, okay? And I'm not ashamed of it. I absolutely love my big juicy lips, right? And they're really small at the moment. But rather than looking at myself, no, they're not really small, to be honest, they're not, but they're smaller. They've dissolved a lot. But rather than looking at myself and being like, oh my God, I look so ugly, I need my lips on, I'm just like, my lips have just dissolved a bit and it isn't that deep. Like, that is not the most interesting thing about me. Do you know what I mean? You're beautiful inside. That's what we need to actually, like, what's the word? Work on in those moments, rather than going, oh, I'm just going to go and get more filler ASAP, which I will, like, don't get me wrong. But that's not what's going to make me feel better. What's going to make me feel better is, but I'm beautiful inside. Do you know what I mean? And you're still beautiful regardless of whatever it is that you're fixated on. So rather than getting all worked up in the, on the outside, obviously we take pride in it. And that's, you know, sometimes it is part of being a girl, not all the time, but some of us, that is just part of what it feels like, you know. But I think we have to understand that you are gorgeous no matter what anyone else looks like, what anyone else says, what anyone else thinks. You're gorgeous because of who you are inside, and that reflects on the outside. So try really hard. I know it's not easy, but try to not let this affect your confidence and remind yourself that it's nothing to do with you and you are beautiful, and don't give it any more thought than that. And yeah, get back out there in the dating world if that is what you want, but don't do it for confidence. I won't lie, I've done it myself. Like, we've all done it. Do you know what I mean? You go on a dating app for compliments, not to fucking meet up with anyone. But we've all been through those phases, and that's fine. As long as you don't feel like that is the sole reason you're doing it and the only reason to feel good about yourself, because then it means that we're going to be at a point where you only rely on relationships and situationships to feel good. And then that makes rejection or failed situationships, failed relationships so much harder, because you take that personally, because you feel like you need them to feel good about yourself. Does that make any sense? So yeah, take from that what you will. I feel like I just yabbered so much then. But yeah, I love you. I think you're beautiful inside and out, and that's all that matters. And he's just still into his ex, and you know what? There's nothing you can do about it. You couldn't have done anything differently to change the outcome of that situation. And you've got the right mentality. He had his chance and he's fucking lost it. So you know what we say over at Lear on the Line? You know what I'm going to say? Fuck off then. All right. Love ya. Next dilemma. Okay. Hi, Leah. Absolutely love you. I love you. I have a dilemma and I would really appreciate your advice. To give some context, I've been working at my job for 1.5 years now, casual student job. It's been all right, nothing much to complain about, but recently a colleague of mine has had the promise of a potential promotion. This is an issue for me because since she has heard that she has the opportunity to become shift leader, she has decided to use me as her guinea pig to practice her managing skills on. Yuck, literally. Get away from me with that. During our shifts, she watches everything I do with a critical eye and waits for me to do the slightest thing wrong so that she can call me out on it. Or literally get off my tail. Literally, breathing down my neck. Her and I have both been at this company the same amount of time, but now she feels entitled to tell me what to do. Yeah, I don't know about that, babe. I'm quite a shy, reserved person, whereas she is outgoing, loud and assertive. Listen, I once heard a saying, the loudest person in the room is the most insecure. I don't know how true it is, to be honest. Probably ain't that true, but it's been true sometimes that I have witnessed myself. Sometimes I just overcompensate, and you know. Okay, so I feel that she sees me as the perfect weak target to micromanage. Yeah, I probably agree with that. I'm sure she does. I'm nearly to my reaching point with this girl. I dread going to work when I see we are working the same shifts. Oh, that is the worst. That is literally the worst. I hate confrontation and drama, and I know if I say anything to her or the managers about the situation, the news will spread and everyone will know. Plus, since she might be promoted soon, I feel that the managers won't acknowledge my side. Please help me. What do I do? I don't want to quit this job yet. Okay. We've all come across people like that. Let me tell you about one of the experiences I had similar. So I won't name the restaurant, but I worked at a restaurant as a waitress / bartender, right? And this girl joins who was about 3 years younger than me. I think she was 19 and I was 21. Yeah, that would make sense actually, because it was pretty soon after I graduated uni. And she, bearing in mind, both the managers were men. And I have been known to listen, you know when your manager fucking fancies you because they flirt and they cross the line, and I'm like, listen, you're not gonna take advantage of me here. I'm gonna take advantage of the fact that you fancy me and get everything I want. I'm like, oh babe, I really want Saturday off, like I really want it. Get flat of the eyelashes. Okay, Leah. Yes, Leah. Whatever you want, Leah. Okay? So she joins and she starts a relationship with the manager. And obviously then I'm like, I'm not flirting with the fucking manager, first of all, but I'm going to stop trying to like get my own way and flutter my eyelashes just out of respect, but whatever. Anyway, I think she could tell that he like had a bit of a crush on me. It was like going around the group. He kind of fancied all of the girls, to be honest. He was one of them slimy managers, I won't lie. Lovely guy, but loved the fact that all of the people that worked on the floor were all women, funnily enough. But anyway, so I think she felt this like, I don't know, but she was aware of the situation. Anyway, I was always very nice to her because why wouldn't I be, right? And she had it out for me. She had it out for me to the point where she would shout at me in front of all the customers. And there was this one time where I was stood at the bar waiting for these tables drinks. And my manager was at the bar. He was working the bar that shift. And I was like, come on, like I literally need these drinks. Like they're getting impatient. They're complaining. Their food's nearly ready. They still haven't got their drinks. Like, come on, let's pick up the pace. This is not looking good. This girl shouts across the restaurant from the other side, well, maybe if Leah stopped flirting with blank, insert name there. I turned around. I said, she ain't talking to me like that, I'm sure. Anyway, the manager's like cringing inside. So I said, come on, get these drinks gone. I take the drinks to the table, make sure everybody in my section is okay. And then I go to her and I say, can I talk to you at the back, please? And I fucking whacked her one. I'm obviously joking, Jesus. She says, she comes out the back with me. I said, what was that? What was that? She says, well, you were flirting with blah, 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 instead of serving the customers. So I said, I absolutely was not, first of all. Second of all, don't shout at me. Second of all, don't shout at me in front of the fucking customers, mate. Anyway, she gets promoted to assistant manager. Okay. And this energy continued. Like, she made my shifts very difficult for me in the most unnecessary way. She was on me like, this woman is on you, like over my shoulder, calling me out if I made any little mistake, trying to catch me out on mistakes. And I'll be like, the manager literally told me to do it. So anyway, and it got to the point where we were both in the kitchen. And actually, how did the situation start? Oh, yeah. I had a table waiting for drinks again, funnily enough. And the Diet Coke on the, what's it called? Post-mix had run out, right? You know, like the, you guys know, if you know, you know, whatever. Anyway, so I said to one of the people that was on the floor, is anyone able to go and change the post-mix for the Diet Coke really quick? She said, yeah, I'll go and do it. Goes out into the kitchen. I'm waiting at this bar for 20 minutes. I'm meant to be waitressing, right? I'm going back to my tables, coming back to the bar. The Diet Coke's still not on, right? So then I go into the kitchen. She's just stood there with the manager, like having a right little flirt. I said, okay, no one showed me how to change the post mix, but if anyone that is available right now can change the post mix, that would be great because my table are complaining. She fucking screams at me, I'm doing it! I was like, okay. And we literally was just stood in the kitchen arguing. I don't think I've ever argued with somebody that is not a member of my family, you know, apart from or like a boyfriend or whatever, but I've never physically argued like in person. And it was a very strange situation because there's just no fucking need. Do you know what I mean? So anyway, it got to the point where I said to her, I was like, you will not do this to me. You have tried to intimidate me since you joined this place. You can't intimidate me. Why should you intimidate me? You're abusing your role as assistant manager. And I literally took my apron off and I left and I never went back. And that is a fact. So my advice to you is, I think it's important to let people know your boundaries and how you are willing to be treated. So don't breathe down my neck. Do you know what I mean? Stop watching my every move. It doesn't always have to be a confrontational conversation. You can literally say like, hey, I'm just going to let you know the way that you're being with me at the moment is making me uncomfortable. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to come from a, oh, can you fuck off? Follow me everywhere. Like, you can just say like, you're making me quite uncomfortable with how you're following me around and picking up every little mistake I make. It's putting me really on edge. And I'll be honest with you, it's making me dread my shifts. And I don't want to feel like that because I like this job. And come from an angle of, you know, I don't want to cause a problem. I don't want to upset anyone, but I just want to let you know how I'm feeling. Because listen, you absolutely have the right to tell somebody when they're making you uncomfortable and upsetting you. You're not in the wrong for doing that. It, as long as you don't come at them aggressively or in a nasty way. And to be honest, I know that's easier said than done to confront somebody, because it's really daunting. And especially if they're an intimidating person. So if you don't feel comfortable with that, your managers have a duty of care there to listen to you. And you're saying that, I feel like they're not going to listen to me. If they don't listen to you, leave the job. Like, I'm not joking. It's not nice to be made uncomfortable and pushed and backed into a corner. You will accept the way that you're being treated because we're the managers. But if anyone abuses their power, don't work for them, like, full stop. If you can't even come to a resolution to the point where you've put your feelings on the table, you've told someone they're making you uncomfortable, you've told the managers that somebody is making you uncomfortable in your team, they have a responsibility to there to make sure that everybody is happy in the workplace. And if they're not fulfilling that responsibility, that's not a company I would want to be working for personally. So that's my advice. Just remember that you are doing nothing wrong by telling someone that they're making you uncomfortable. Nothing wrong. And it will, your heart will be going pitter patter, and it's really fucking intimidating. But do whichever way is more comfortable to you. Go directly to her, say it nicely, or go straight to the managers and see what happens. And if it gets worse, leave. If they don't do anything, leave. Because at the end of the day, there are so many jobs out there, and no job is worth your mental health deteriorating. Trust me on that. I learned that the hard way. You think, and also don't feel like, oh, she's pushed me out of my job. Like, if it does get worse and you decide to leave, don't feel like they pushed you out of your job and they win. You actually chose what was better for you, and you win by leaving. So yeah, that's my advice to you. Let me know what happens with that. I'm really sorry that somebody's doing that to you. Honestly, there is nothing I really dislike more than people that abuse power in a workplace. It's so vile. And do you know what? It fucking happens everywhere. I have seen it so many times. And it wasn't until I got a lot older that I realized you're an adult and I'm an adult. I'm a human and you're a human. Because I used to have this thing where I'd feel like a child no matter how old I was. Probably only until about 2 years ago. So that's like 24 years old. I felt like a kid. I could be 23 years old and being intimidated by a 26 year old. And I felt like a teenager. I felt so intimidated. I felt like a kid. And then it just like clicked one day. I was like, I'm an adult and you're an adult. This is not okay. Like, you don't get to just treat people like shit. There's literally no need. And because I used to think if you stand up for yourself, that's confrontational and it's aggy and it's aggressive. Because my experience of being intimidated was in school, where if you did stand up for yourself, it was always ending in hell. You would lose every time. You could not stand up for yourself to my school bully. So I think that's where it came from. And then it wasn't until I got older and I thought, you can tell somebody how they're making you feel without being a bitch. Do you know what I mean? You can just say like, I just feel like you're trying to intimidate me and I don't like it. It's making me really uncomfortable. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, love you so much. Okay, next dilemma. Hey, please, can you cover this on a podcast before the 9th of December? I can indeed. Oh my God, by the way, happy December, everybody. Happy December. Snow is falling all around me. No, because it actually is. It was snowing today. Didn't settle. But it was so cute. My friend picked me up. Jess, you guys know all about Jess. She picked me up. We're driving to hers. We had Mariah Carey was on. and it was snowing. We was literally so happy. I'm a bit of a Scrooge when it comes to snow, when it's really thick snow and you can't go anywhere and all your shoes get fucked and you get wet feet and your hands are blue and numb. But there's something about snowfall that I really love, you know? All right. Anyway, continuing on. I need some help. I want to know people's experiences sleeping with someone on the first date. Like, does it ruin things or can it still progress into something? Because I'm undecided on what I want to do. I've implied to him that I might stay with him, so I know he's thinking I will sleep with him. And I do really want to, but concerned what would happen after if I do. Thank you if you do and hope you're well. Oh, I love you. Okay, so I've spoken about this loads and it is a theory. That the box theory, right, where you are already in a box. I won't go straight into it again because I know so many of you have heard this a lot. You go straight into a box when a guy meets you or starts talking to you. They already know their intentions, whether that's they want to fuck you or they want to wife you or whatever else options there might be. They already know, and it doesn't matter what you do, whether you sleep with them on the first date or the 10th date, you will remain in that box. So if you are just a fuck to them, there's a high chance they might take you on 10 dates and they get that fuck and they still ghost. Or if you are the wifey that they want, if you're in the wifey box, you could sleep with them on the first date and they will still want you to be wifey. So this is just a theory. I don't know how true it is, but I would say in my experience, like, you know, when you're dating someone, you know, if you want to just like date them and you're not, it's not that deep, or if you really like them, you want a relationship, and how soon you sleep with them doesn't really change it from what you want. So I think my advice to you is do what feels right to you. There is always a risk of being dumped or ghosted or things being called off whether you sleep with someone or not. And if you feel like you would sleep with them and if they called it off that would absolutely crush you, then don't do it. If you feel like, you know what, if we sleep together and it goes nowhere, that's okay, I'm okay with it, then do what you want to do. At the end of the day, do whatever is right to protect your feelings. If you would rather know for sure that he's genuinely into you, then just wait. If you feel like you can handle it, if it's just sex and doesn't go any further, do what you want to do, baby girl. Shave that puss, you know. No. Do you know what's a really good tip, actually? If you are going on a date with someone and you're like, okay, say you're like sleeping around someone's house or I don't know, just hanging out at theirs, and you're like, I really don't want to sleep with them yet. I really want to just like hold out for a bit longer. Wear your ugliest knickers. Trust me. Isn't that such a good trick? Just wear your ugliest knickers. You're not going to take your pants off. To be fair, if you're under the covers, you ain't going to see them, so it's easily done, but it does help. Or if you're someone that likes a clean shaved purse, don't shave and wear ugly knickers. And then even when you really want to, but you've told yourself you'll wait a bit longer, you will wait a bit longer, you know. I think you've already decided. If you meet somebody and say you're a clean shaved girl, if you're already meeting somebody and you've clean shaved, and you've got sexy matching underwear on, you've already decided, you know, decision's already made. But whatever you want, babe, I'm rooting for you either way. Okay, guys, I'm really excited for this. Let's get into some of your embarrassing stories. Okay, everybody, I'm so excited to read these to you because I have been laughing so much at some of these. Okay, so I put up a story saying, what is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
And I will obviously keep them all anonymous. The first one is short and sweet. The rest of them are like long stories, but I wanted to include this because it did make me giggle. It says, the most embarrassing things ever happened to you. Being cheated on 3 times and staying with him. It's the star eyes. She put star eyes and a sticking out tongue emoji. So it just made me laugh. It's not funny. It's not funny that you got cheated on. It's the fact that that was your response. Well, that was embarrassing. I just love it. I don't love it. I don't love that you got cheated on, but you know what I mean. Ooh, I just did that really croaky voice and I absolutely hate it when people do that. But yeah, like... oh god, gross. All right, I uploaded a picture to Instagram of me and my best friend and accidentally tagged my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend instead of my best friend. It was up for hours before someone messaged me to tell me, thank god I was private, so she wouldn't have got the notification. Wait, surely she'd get a notification saying you was tagged in a post, but she just wouldn't be able to see it. Or maybe not, I don't know. And luckily, me and my boyfriend were previously stalking her together, hence why she came up as suggested. Whoa! You and your boyfriend were sat stalking his ex? Okay, bestie, whatever, yeah? So we could laugh it off, but it's still so humiliating that it was on my Instagram for everyone to see. Oh, that's so funny. It took so long. No, because why is it so embarrassing when you accidentally tag the wrong person, let alone when it's your fucking boyfriend's ex? I've accidentally tagged the wrong person before and I go bright red in the face. Even sat at home, no one can see me. I'm so embarrassed. All right, next one. My boyfriend was driving me home from work one day and we stopped at some lights and could see some lads crowded around another lad. I work in a hospital, so my initial thought was that someone was injured or needed medical assistance. So I got out the car and I ran over and I asked if they were all okay. And they all looked at me so confused and said, yeah, you? What the fuck? I was like, yeah, do you guys need help? And they were like, no, we're just fixing this motorbike. When I got closer, I could see that they were in fact gathered around a motorbike. I was like, oh, okay. And ran back across the road while they were all laughing at me. No, why are they laughing? The worst thing is the traffic light stayed on red for what seemed like ages after, so we couldn't even drive away. I was like, who do I think I am, thinking I can just run out and save lives after work? Absolute freak. I'm a paramedic. I'm a paramedic. Who needs help? Who needs assistance? You're not a paramedic, but... That's so funny. Oh, that's hilarious. I mean, good for you, though, for doing that. Love that from you. What? The fact they were like, yeah, you? Do you guys need help? Is the patient breathing? Do you need help? No. They're thinking, is she a motorbike expert or something? Do you guys need a hand over here? You guys all know what you're doing? Okay. Next one. The most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me is in my single girly era. Oh my God, guys, listen to this. Listen to this. Brutal story. I was just chilling, having fun. So I met up with this guy just for sex. I got in his car. It's not even funny. I would simply evaporate if this happened to me. I got in his car and immediately he screamed at me to get out. He screamed at me to get out. And I quote, "Get the fuck out. You are an absolute catfish. Fuck off." I have never felt more embarrassed in my entire life. XOXO. Not the fuck off. Get the fuck out. You're an absolute catfish. Fuck off. Oh my God. You just sat in the car. No, do you know what's cracking me up the most? I'm picturing your face. The shock, the confusion. And just like reaching, scattering your hand along the door, trying to find the door handle. Just scattering it, trying to find it. But in a panic. Oh. Get the fuck out. You absolute catfish. Fuck off. Oh my God. What a horrible person. What a vile person. Jeez. You ain't that fucking good looking yourself, hon. Jesus. All right, guys. This might be the worst one, I think. No, I actually don't know if it is, to be honest. And that's saying something. Okay, you guys ready for this? I don't know if this is way too much TMI. I was having sex with my now husband, doggy style. And he puts the tip of my little bullet vibrator in my bum. All good until I move to change position. It's the fucking wording for me. It's the word she chose, okay? Until I move to change position. And my bum sucked it up. Sucked it up. Just imagine. No, actually, I'm sorry, I can't. A million thoughts were racing through my head, such as sitting in A&E with a vibrating bullet up my bum. Oh my God, of course, it's fucking vibrating. It's vibrate. That must have felt vile. Oh my God, it's lost. It is lost. And it's vibrating. It is wriggling up there. You ever like put a vibrator down on a table, it will walk. It is walking. Oh my God. He's telling me to bend over like he's going to reach in and grab it. Oh, bless him though. I go to walk to the bathroom and feel it moving up with every step. How deep can it go? In a panic, I squatted down and I pushed as hard as I could. And out shot the bullet with a tiny speck of poo. The way it shot out. We both laugh about it all the time. Not embarrassing to us as a couple, but embarrassing to tell the world. Why have I just told this story? It sucked it up and it shot out with poo. Guys, is that the worst thing you've ever heard? But like the best thing you've ever heard, like fucking hilarious. No one has put a bullet anywhere near their bum hole after reading that. That is so fucking funny. Okay, this one's funny. This one is really funny. I was at an awards on stage for dance, and for some reason, I really thought they said our group name for the award. So I stood up in front of everyone. ... We did not win. No, it's so funny to picture. Imagine there's groups of dance groups sat on a stage and they say the winner is insert name. The actual group stands up. She fucking stands up all the way over there on her own. Oh, thank you, guys. Oh, guys, get up, guys. Get up, guys. We won. No, because you would have had your winner face on as well. Oh, my God. Oh, how did you play that out? I would have just pretended I stood up with excitement for the winners. Oh, well done. Clap, 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 clap. Do you know what I mean? Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, you ready for this? Leah, I have a story for you. So a few years ago, So a few years ago, when I was in my ex's at the time, we were just chilling after eating food. After a few mins, my stomach started to hurt. So I said, oh, I'll try to go use the toilet. But I didn't need to go. I went back to chilling. But after a while, my stomach hurt really bad. And I thought, oh, fuck, I need to go now. I went to go to the bathroom, but his brother walked in right before I got there. And I was absolutely dying to go. Yeah, you can't exactly go, no, move, I'm going to shit my pants. Like, it's just like, oh, after you. Do you know what I mean? Okay. At this point, I was pacing around my boyfriend's room, waiting for the bathroom to come free while my boyfriend was downstairs. When the bathroom became free, my ex-boyfriend at the time's sister-in-law, who was also pregnant at the time, walked straight in before me again. Oh, fucking hell. At this point, I was happy. Oh, sorry. At this point, I was happening. Oh, my God, Leah. At this point, it was happening. I started to literally poop my pants unwillingly, and I couldn't stop it. It was out of my control. Oh, before it fully happened and before I exploded, I had to ask my boyfriend if he would judge me if I pooed in his back garden. Guys. For some reason, he said he wouldn't mind. Did you explain that the bathroom was taken? Hey, babe, don't mind if I take a shit in your garden, do you? All right, babe, don't mind if I take a massive shit in your back garden, do you? He's like, no, go for it. So yeah, for some reason, he said he wouldn't mind, and I had to literally shit in his back garden as the only bathroom wasn't free, and I couldn't stop it. He surprisingly did not dump me after this, and we stayed together for a solid 1/2 years after that. Can't believe I'm telling you this. That is so funny. Oh my God. That is horror. That is hell and horror. It is hell. Imagine, guys. I'm so sorry you had to go through that. Holy fuck. Okay. This is a really good one. I love this. Hey, girls. So, I'm about to head off on a week-long holiday to Fiji. And as we all know, the last day before a holiday is mayhem trying to get shit done. So I turned to my colleague and asked her to type me out a basic out-of-office template and I'll plug in the dates. I copy and paste her template, punch in my return date, shut my laptop and leave the office. Fast forward to my first day back. Okay, so she's been on the holiday. She's been off all week. And my boss calls me into a meeting room. Oh, fuck, what have I done? He goes, what's the deal with your out-of-office message? Confused, I grabbed my laptop, pull up the settings, and there it is. Guys, are you fucking ready? So this is what her professional account was replying to any emails that she was receiving. Hi there. I'm currently on leave and will be returning 8th of the 10th, 2023. Blah blah blah, write something about dot 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 something. In my absence, please contact blah 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 and then assist with your inquiry. Blah blah blah. Thanks for your understanding or whatever. Kind regards, blah blah blah. Do you know what I actually think is the funniest bit? Thanks for your understanding or whatever. In my absence, please contact blah 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 and they'll assist with your inquiry. Blah blah blah. Thanks for your understanding or whatever. Kind regards, blah blah blah. Let's just say I gave everyone a good laugh and a lesson in how not to set an out of office message. I hope this embarrassing story makes it on. Of course it made it on. It is a fucking gold story. I love that. I'm currently on leave and will be returning 8th of the 10th, 2023. Blah, blah, blah. Write something about blah, blah, blah. In my absence, please contact blah, blah, blah. They'll assist with your inquiry. Blah, blah, blah. Thanks for your understanding or whatever. Kind regards, blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry. That is fucking hilarious. Because it doesn't sound like that's a fucking template. It sounds like you couldn't give a fuck. It's genius. I love that. Well, live and learn, babe. All right. Let's do this one. Okay. I was pregnant and I went on a holiday with my boyfriend's parents and I'd not known them long. We were in a really posh restaurant in Greece and my IBS was playing up. I went to the toilet and it was bad, like really bad. I must have been sat there for at least half hour to the point where people were knocking on the door asking if I was okay because the staff saw that I was pregnant and there's only two toilets. So they had watched me walk in. You've literally gone in this toilet and just vanished and just disappeared to them. Anyway, finally finished and the toilet wouldn't flush. I would just leave. I'm like, oh, sorry, whoever was in there half an hour ago. I called my boyfriend to come and save me somehow. But when I opened the cubicle door, he was stood there with the manager. God knows why the manager followed him. No, because he's definitely told the manager, my girlfriend's stuck in the toilet. Like, the lock must be broke. Can you come and help me? Oh, my God. The manager didn't speak much English, so there I was, pointing down at the toilet full of my shit, telling him it won't flush, and he had no idea what I was saying, so he must have thought I just wanted to show him my shit. This was a very small restaurant too, so everyone could see slash hear us. My boyfriend's parents being up at every family gathering. That, okay, I genuinely think that's got to be one of the worst ones today, because I'm sorry. And she also said, and it stank. The toilet, the restaurant was so small, hence the only two toilets. Guys. Look at my shirt. The manager's thinking you're just going, look at my shirt. Look how much shit it's just come out me. Oh, this podcast is getting real gross. Sorry, guys. Okay, actually, I have a story, because I was trying to think of the most embarrassing thing that's happened to me, but I don't have anything that's anywhere near, touch wood, to be honest, that I don't ever have a story that's anything near as interesting as your stories. But when I was in London recently with my mum and auntie, we went to Lidl. Okay, Leanne, if you're listening, you know the story I'm about to tell. I'm sorry. Right, so it's not that bad. It's just fucking funny. Okay, so my auntie is my mum's twin. So she's my mum's age, which I think makes this funnier. Right, so everyone just picture this as your mum, like someone of your mum's age, right? She's in Lidl. She's buying a couple of beers or whatever, something you need ID for. And actually, I think it was Red Bull. So it was a self-checkout where it doesn't matter the fact that she's clearly over 25, no offense. But they need to come and like mark it off with their, like, what's it called? Like employee code, right? And it was one of the Lidls where they have a screen on the self-checkout, you know, where you can look up and you see yourself in the screen. So the employee, the staff member comes over because it's flagged up, like beeping red, like wait for assistance, verify your age. You come over and he's gone, just look up in the screen for me. Right, my auntie, she's a clever woman, right? But you can really prank her. Like, I can really prank my auntie if I wanted to, right? Look up in the screen for me. She stands there, she puts her hands together. She showed me her body language, which made it 10 times funnier. I wish you guys could see me. She's got her hands together in front of her, picture it, right? Quite tense, as if she's looking into a camera, right? Well, she is. Looks up into the screen. And the guy goes, dead serious. Right, now just smile for me. Just picture this is your mum, okay? She smiles. Big smile. Big smile for the camera. Big grin, right? She's grinning at this camera because this bloke's told her to. And he went, okay, cool, so that's registered now, so next time you come in you won't have to show any ID, or I won't have to mark you off because it's gonna remember your face. And she's gone, oh, brilliant. Oh, brilliant. God, that's clever. God, that's really clever. Brilliant. That's so much easier next time I come in. That's handy. So next time I come in, it's just going to recognise my face. No. He's just had you for an absolute donut. Honestly, I was crying when she was telling me the story because she was just on her own. Like, she was just on her own, minding her own business. She's trying to buy a couple of cans of Red Bull or whatever. Just literally minding her own business. And she got taken for an absolute ride by the fucking employee. Just look up there for me. Yeah, nice big smile. No, that is embarrassing though, because if you actually fell for that, that is so embarrassing. And you know what I said to her? I bet he has been waiting for someone to finally fall for it, and he fucking got you. So funny. I was in tears. I literally weed myself. I was laughing that much. If you know my auntie, it's so much funnier as well, because her body language was just making me crease. Oh my God, I loved this. We have to do this again sometime. We should totally do this again sometime. If you have any embarrassing stories, send them in my DMs right now. We can literally add them whenever you want. So send them in my DMs right now if anything springs to mind. All right, guys. Thank you so much if you sent them in. I am so grateful that you trust me with these stories, because I know they are very embarrassing. And I'm glad we can all laugh at them together, you know. Best friends for life. All right, let's wrap up the episode. Okay, guys, thank you so much if you stayed for the outro. I appreciate you so much. Remember, if you have a spare 2 seconds, please just hit me with a 5-star rating. It would mean the absolute world. 5-star, please. And yeah, follow Leah on the Line and Leah Levain on all socials. And I will speak to you guys on Tuesday for a brand new episode. Have the best weekend. I love you. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. Warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.